use my English.
Yeah.
It's nice that falls in your slang today.
You did the same thing.
Say hello for my secular birthday.
All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Kuf Samech. So again, just to orient ourselves a little bit. So remember, the Mechaber was talking about the idea that in life, all activities fall into one of two categories: either an act of Kabbalah, an act of receiving, or an act of Nisina, an act of giving. And his whole idea is that through an act of giving, ultimately, again, one creates a sense of unity and togetherness. Through an act of taking or receiving, so that creates a degree of separation. But the important point that he made in the last year that we had is that this idea of connection is something that is innately natural. He gave the example of the magnets. Just like the magnets, again, naturally have that pull towards each other. So again, the koach ha'achdus is natural as well. But in the same way with the magnets, if you go ahead and you put something in between them, right, so they won't stick together. So too, sometimes what creates achdus from occurring is not because we're not in a natural state of achdus. Rather, it's because there's something that's ultimately coming to interpose or to ultimately create a barrier between us. So he suggests that it's the act of nisina, the act of giving, that removes the barrier that ultimately creates a sense of unity. So let's actually pick up.
That probably doesn't mention, but if not done in proper way, you turn the other way, it repels.
Right, to reverse the poles, correct, 100%. We'll see something similar to that actually in just a little bit. So let's actually pick up with two lines, three paragraphs up from the bottom. Kichol. Kichol she'ikar adam, kichol she'yakor adam yoser sotorim lekabel. The more man uproots, page Kuf Samech, the more man uproots his desire and his need to receive. So we'll say this is amazing. The more of a giver you become, the more you will come to love people. Even the people whom you gave nothing. God, a person will see he's going to give something to Reuven, and he'll love God. How can this be? How could it be that if I do something nice for Reuven, somehow that will engender within me a sense of connection to God? What's the pshat? So he says, Ella, Omek Hadvarmu, the deeper idea is the following. Sheish la Adam es koach hafroda mizuloso, shenikra haratzon lekabel. As I will say, in life, again, like we said before, a person has two different kohos, the koach of Nesina, the koach of Kabbalah. The koach of Kabbalah, of taking or receiving, ultimately, again, is a koach that sets people apart, that creates divisiveness. Because again, remember, when a person wants to receive, when a person is a taker, when a person just says, give me, so by definition, again, that doesn't create a sense of achdus. And not only that, it often creates a sense of divisiveness because a person feels that no one is giving them enough, no one is doing enough for them. See, he says, the moment that you go, habishash adam, bless you, machlish es harazom, kachol shiachlish osi yoser, So here's what's amazing. If a person works on that, and a person says, you know what, I don't want to just be a taker. I want to be a giver. I want to be the type of individual that contributes towards the other. So what happens when you condition yourself to become a giver? And by the way, interesting enough, this is giver in the most global sense, whatever that means, of one's time, of one's resources, of oneself. The point is, when a person conditions oneself to become a giver, what that does is that by definition creates a sense of achdus. It creates a sense of unity. Remember we saw before that a person only wants to be a giver if what? In order to be a giver, what do you have to do? You have to be able to see the good in the other. Because if you don't see the good in the other, then there's no motivation to give. Right? If I have something and I've worked for it, and I've earned it, and I toiled for it. There's only one reason why I want to share it with somebody else, and that's why. Because I feel that they're worth it. I deem that they're worthy. I feel that there's something special in them. But if you don't feel that about the other individual, there's no need to give. That's why, again, ultimately, selfish people, generally, it's not just the pshat that they're selfish. selfishness is a result of the way you view the world. If everyone else ultimately is unworthy, if everyone else is bad, if everyone else is negative, then at the end, why should I share anything with you? Bless you. The only motivation to share is why? Is why? Because a person ultimately, again, sees the good in the other. So what he suggests over here is something fascinating. The moment that you begin to condition yourself to become a giver, you begin to see the good and you begin to feel a sense of achdus, not just towards the person who you're giving to, but ultimately, again, to everyone in general. Amazing idea. So let's continue. Mikatnuso murgal ha'adam bekabbalah. The truth is, from the time that a person is young, we are conditioned to be takers. What does that mean? In echad me'itanu, she'lon hashem b'kibbalah. So there's not one person who doesn't have an neshama. V'hu ohev eskal an Yisrael. And with that neshama, we love all of Klal Yisrael. V'av eskal yitzuri enosh. And the truth is very important. You know, we don't just love the Jewish people. We're supposed to love humanity. That's our job, is to love humanity. Ela she'ahavazu yesh aleha maskim rabim. However, again, this love has many different layers and gradations. Look what he writes, Kuf Samech Aleph. Ha'adam gadol kiyalet. So listen to this idea. A person grows up as a child who misragel levakish me'aba. Teini, teini. So we'll see what happens when we're young. So what do we say to our parents? Give me, right? Again, you know, I will say not in a selfish way. That's just the nature of childhood is dependency. Hare liyeled im kim'at klo mishal atzmo. A child has absolutely nothing that's really his. Afilo im hu rotze pas lechem. Even if he wants a slice of bread. Alav levakish zos mehorav. Ultimately, again, he has to ask that from his parents. Kishev ritzono linso letiu. When he wants to go on a trip. So what happens? My kid wants to go on a class trip. So what does he need? He needs to ask me for spending money. He needs to ask me for what he needs. This is how he grows up, year after year, like 20 years. For 20 years. So we'll say, as we grow up, pretty much until we reach adulthood and stand on our own, we're doing the same thing. We're asking from our parents more and more. Gam kishu miskaber mat umaschala harviach de mekis koshen. And as we get a little bit older, and the truth is, we go ahead and we begin to make a little bit of pocket money, and we begin to be a little bit self sufficient. Ava alderech klal rov mizonosa vahutsa osav heme aviv. But the truth is, again, even as we're young, so very often the majority of our expenses are still paid for by our parents. Zeu tchilas haheres shekayim b'chayinus. The Mechaber says something very strong. He says, this is the beginning of life destruction. This is the beginning of the way we destroy our lives. Kimuvan she'in breir. Now the truth is, I will say what he's suggesting over here is, what happens, and this is so profound, from a very young age, we are conditioned to be takers. We're conditioned to be takers. Again, not malicious takers, not evil takers, sometimes just situational takers, because there is no choice as to what it is that we're supposed to do. But it's interesting, because then what ends up happening is somehow we're supposed to make this jump from being takers to being givers. And of course, I mean, that's not an easy jump, so that's what he writes. He says, "Kimuvan shein breira." There's no choice. A person can't, right? A parent, right? Normal, as much as sometimes we have the desire to say, you know, you're on your own to our kids, right? Go figure it out. The truth is, we can't do that because ultimately our children are dependent. I mean, at a certain age we can and we should do that. But again, at a young age, they are dependent on us and as such, we're obligated to take care of them. And the child has no choice also but to take. Vim lo yivakesh. If the child does not ask and does not take, kinirishu sovo mi paya nafshit koshi. So we'll say, we say just the opposite. A child who doesn't take, a child who will not be the beneficiaries of his parents' kindness, we say there's something perhaps wrong with that child on an emotional level. Ach sof kol sof hum estragel levakish levakish. But I will say, at the end of the day, what ends up happening is we are raised to be takers. We are raised to be takers. And we are raised constantly to ask, and to get. Ukeshu nihye kvar bardas kol kach nechkika bekirbo tefisa sa'olam shal bakosha v'akabalo. And also what ends up happening is as we grow up and we enter into adulthood, the fact that we have spent our early years taking and asking and receiving, it's difficult for us to sometimes leave that world of Kabbalah, of taking and receiving. He says, Vim yatsa, and even if we're able to manage to leave that world of taking and receiving, Bederech klal zu yitzia chalokis bilvat. Kihergil ha-Kabbalah tavua amok b'kibbo. The Bible says sometimes even if we quote-unquote leave it, we're not really leaving it. At the end of the day, it's just an external leaving. But still, l'maisa, again, at our core, we're takers. Yeshnam anashim sheheicham shirak nostim hima rishonim b'tor. The Bible says there are some people who, whenever something is being given out, they are first online. Lo both kim in tzrichim olo. So the truth is, they don't even look, do they need the item being given out or not? Lo both kim im ze yasha lekachlas olo. They don't really look if they're entitled to take or not. Rather, nostim l'cha. And there are some people that if there's something being given out, tikach, they're going to take it. And we'll say it's so true, meaning it's a midah, it's an attribute. There are just some individuals that, again, if it's there for the taking, ultimately they're going to take it, irrelevant of why they need it. What's the psychology? Why does a person do that? You know, you see this. We'll say that there's a whole world of promotional giveaways and advertising and marketing that is built on this. That somehow, again, you're going to give away and people go crazy for it. It's stupid. It's a pen. It's a toaster. It's a mug. Nobody needs it. It doesn't matter. It's just part of the human psyche that we want to receive. We want to receive. And therefore, it's chatzis like this, that is a very dangerous meat. Let's do one more paragraph. He says, Yocholios, sha'adam herviach mimash nasalo kama miyom shkalim. It could be that a person receives something and he benefits from it, the value of hundreds of shkalim. Meaning it's objectively beneficial. Avalu horis pazes, the Shabbos said, this is such an incredible yisod. Be careful what you take. Be careful ultimately what you're willing to receive, because sometimes when you get something, it may give you a couple of hundred shekel, but a person could destroy his neshama. How can you destroy your neshama? Because we'll say, remember, life is all about becoming a giver and not a taker. Im Adam hayo yodea, shimashu misragel kabel hu kover es amitas achayim shalom. If a person would know that as a result of habitual taking or habitual receiving, a person literally buries the true essence of his life, so he buries any ability to have true life joy. A person will not take anything for free. So we'll say, we'll stop over here for today. Obviously, we need a lot more examination, because the truth is, and the Mechaber is going to deal with this, is there are times in life where you have to take. Times in life where you have to. Let's say, again, a person is destitute, a person is poor. You know, there's an obligation to accept tzedakah. And the same way there's an obligation to give, there's an obligation to accept it when you need it. And in fact, if you don't accept it, Chazal fault such an individual for that. So just like we saw about the child, that there are times to give. Excuse me, that there are times to take. So in life, there are times to take as well. A person just has to understand that the goal, the true goal in life, is to become, we'll call it the habitual or objective giver. When a person goes into the state of ultimate objective giving, then that allows A, for a person to see the good in the other, and B, to create an ongoing sense of connection. All right, so stop over here. Again, I'm stopping mid-paragraph by that, not mid-paragraph, but mid-section. Adam Boger.
You could be so strict in your not wanting to receive anything that you could deny somebody from giving to you.
That's actually, it's on 70. It's on 70.